Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show
on Smile FM.
Gets no better in the motor racing world and beyond than our good friend of the show, Mr. Ian Banner, who we welcome back this bright, breezy morning. A massive, massive contributor to the show's content on a daily basis with various insights. Ian, it's lovely to have you back on the show. And in the morning, there we say that finally we can spread the word and tell everyone of the amazing spectacle that's coming our way in Cape Town. Good morning.
Good morning, Ryan, and good morning to the team. It's wonderful to be back in studio with you all. I feel very comfortable here, by the way.
No, goodness, it's your home.
And this is...
and to that point, about being your home, many moons before you brought Formula E to Cape Town, right? Do you remember you and I were having a conversation around a meal going, this is my idea and this is my plan. And the world in Cape Town at large didn't know about it. And a lot of people go, oh, you're crazy. And it was magnificent. It was put on, you did it, you brought it. It was amazing. And possibility of it maybe coming back in the near future. But... this is, again, one of those projects where you and I were talking about this years ago with friends of ours, and you were saying, needs to be done properly. These are the things. This is how it needs to be happened. This is what needs to go down. This is what's happening globally. These are the events happening globally. This is how they get supported by everything around it. And finally, Speed Classic Cape Town is happening this year.
That is it. It's happening on the 25th and the 26th of October. Two wonderful days of racing, both classic cars and traditional cars, and we're looking forward to it. You can't find a better venue anywhere in the world, frankly, than just below the reaches of Table Mountain. Not only Table Mountain to your right, but the ocean, the harbour, the city of Cape Town to your left. And I think that image is going to capture minds and hearts around the world. And already, with a whisper effect, with no official opening to entries, we've got over 60 cars that have entered or have applied to enter because it's an invitation series. And that happened over the weekend. And Enzo, who's a partner and a co-founder in the event, together with Garth and Clint and others, have confirmed that there's a couple of really big international entries in already. So that's super exciting. Very quickly to say, the 25th is the classic car series, where you've got all your different categories of classic cars that'll be entering. And then, of course, the big king of the, not the hill, this is king of the mountain, 2.1 kilometers. It's a mountain. It's a big lump of rock. It brings wonderful energy to the city of Cape Town. And it's iconic. So very privileged to be in a position to announce this is reality.
Stunning. And also, John Williams is here this morning. So, John, this obviously incredible for us. You and I have both been up to the beautiful one in Knysna. We aspire to go to the all-time classic, which is the Goodwood Revival. That festival's just a different world and experience. And this is unique. This is like a combination. We don't have, there's no hill on the Goodwood Festival of Speed in the Goodwood Festival. There's a hill in Knysna, but this is a mountain. We've got a mountain here. And I'm just wondering, globally, are there any other mountain climbs like this in the world that offer what we offer?
Yeah, well, of course, I'll back Cape Town for the win on that one. But yes, there are others, but this is unique. It's created. It's unique. It has its own name. It has its own position. And it's very much, importantly, not just about cars. It's about that lifestyle experience.
Absolutely.
Heritage, culture, innovation that come together, you know, to celebrate, really, the soul of the sport that John is so wrapped in, and you too, Ryan. Speed. Everybody has a need for speed.
Sure.
And then, of course, the spirit of it. And we see it growing over the next couple of years into something unique on the world calendar.
This also ties in with something very important that you've brought to Cape Town, and that's Africa going green, because the future and the possible future of technology is to find cars that go really quickly that aren't combustion engine driven. So we look forward to having possibly a category where we can showcase that while we've got these combustion cars that can set these incredible times up a mountain pass or up along a mountain pass, we can also go green and have something that's a little bit like a category which is sustainable and has electric powered vehicles or hydrogen powered.
We have just that. We have the hybrids. We have the electric. We have the hydrogens. We even have the solar cars being provided for, you know. And I can tell you, I know from personal experience, I have a little bias towards electric, as you know.
Yes.
But the instant torque and the speed of those vehicles, we were talking about the McMurtry Goss got one on order. Whether yes. it'll run or not, we don't know. But sure. that car has actually been banned, as I understand it, at the Goodwill Hill
Club. It's a record holder.
Because it broke the record and nobody can get close to it. It's just so efficient, that fan. There's a lot happening in the world, the automotive world, in the space, and we're accommodating everybody.
Things happen very, very, very quickly. One starts with an idea, and then it becomes an action. The chain reaction this morning is the fact that an idea to take one of the most iconic, the most landmark of roads in Cape Town, Philip Cotana, and turn it into a beautiful part of a route for a mountain climb where roads are closed, where spectators can come and watch, where the lifestyle element of being there, being in a village, walking around and in. Again, I can only use the reference point of the biggest motoring, open motor racing event we've had ever in the city, which was the Formula E, which you brought to Cape Town. It wasn't just about the racing. There was a lifestyle village you could walk around. There was various access points, various activations on the track, off the track. If you've been fortunate enough to travel around the world, this is what happens. It's a whole almost extravaganza of motoring. And it's the same with this. This is not just about, and the one big thing about this compared to any other one we have in the country is there's not much room often at other venues and other climbs for there to be zones, proper zones where you can engage not only with the drivers but with the lifestyle.
Yes. And, this is a combination of drivers having an incredible time and spectators having an incredible time. It's for everybody.
Yeah.
But as you correctly point out, Ryan, on the track itself, there's limited space. So there's not going to be infinite numbers of grandstand seats. There'll be a limited number. And when pricing comes out, people always say, oh, this is so expensive. They forget that it costs you around 800 Rand to build one seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're dealing with cantilevered situations, big drops, you've got to support stuff, you get the seats in, but we'll do it beautifully, if I may say, and we'll be using the same barriers and fencing from a safety perspective as we used for Formula E.
Yeah.
Lots of people got to see what that looked like. It looked very nice, if I may say, and it was effective, most importantly. Tech Pro will be on parts of the track to make sure it's safe. So safety first, second, and third. Mm. But for the no safety for the fans. I mean, in the sense of good times.
Yeah,
They don't need a whole band.
Wild. Yeah.
They're going to come and have a good time and experience that whole lifestyle, as you correctly said.
Yeah, and I think the nice thing with a hill climb is you're actually a lot closer to the action than most racing. If you think about it, you go to a circuit, you're quite far away from the cars. With a hill climb, you get to see them up close. You also get to meet the drivers and interact with the drivers, where sometimes the drivers are in their motorhomes or they're in the pits and there's no that engagement. So I think hill climb really brings you very close to the action. Mm. And you imagine sitting...
Mountain climb.
Yeah, sorry, mountain climb. Sitting below the mountain with these cars coming flying past you, you really get the sense of the speed and what it's like to race up this mountain.
Absolutely, and just coming back to the experience and the spectators, you'll obviously have the sort of corporate boxes, etc., that we are doing, the Equus Lounge, the private lounges, and all of that. But we will have a very affordable entry price for general admission.
Sure.
And that gives you opportunities to get in, get a feel. That'll be somewhere around 250, 300 Rand. So it's going to be very affordable,
amazing.
Purposely so. But then there'll be the premium stuff.
Yeah.
People love to focus on the premium and talk about how expensive things are. We want to make it affordable for everybody. So it's both. We will be offering both. So we're excited about that. And hey, it's around the corner.
Sure.
Just a couple of months to go. The entries, as you said, are flying in. We've got over 60, including some internationals on the weekend. We've only got 80 cars a day, so it's 160 cars in
just
total.
Amazing.
So I fully expect us to be oversubscribed. And this is year one.
Oh.
And you must remember, we are doing this to build into the future.
Yes.
We're doing this to build something iconic
Legacy.
For Cape Town. People say, they sort of thought I was crazy when we decided to bring Formula E. And it was crazy. It was very difficult to get done. It was motivated by a desire to do something of world-class standing. We're doing that over again now with the Speed Classic, with something that Cape Town can own. Mm. And the city of Cape Town, big shout out to Leonora and her team,
amazing.
Who are always so
well
amazing.
Done. Yes.
I mean, just the best. The amount of work those people get through, it's just incredible.
To add to that, and this is the most important thing as Cape Townians we wonder and worry about, is accessibility. Now, let me just tell you something. How clever is this, right? Mm. Every single aspect of this race, think about where it's situated. You're the easiest transport in and out because you can park centrally in town and be shuttled up to various parts of the experience, which is just in itself amazing. It's not over the hill, over the mountain where you've got to go up and over into Camps Bay or another beautiful part of the world. It's so central, all access points leading to the city. And in terms of transport and bringing your family from wherever you're listening to, from, it's going to be simple. Ian, to you and your team, it's a lengthy team, to Garth, to Enzo, to all involved, well done, a huge congratulations. Thanks for doing this for the city. Thanks for doing this for the country, for motorsport in South Africa. And long may this be something we look back at and go, wow, we were there from the beginning.
Absolutely. Well, thanks to you for sharing the news. It was in some print paper or digital stuff yesterday, but first time on air.
First time
on the radio. Right here on the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Thank you, Mr. Ian Banner. Ladies and gents, it's official. It is coming to Cape Town. Speed Classic Cape Town. We're taking over the city.
Breakfast Show, 6 to 9, Smile 90.4 FM.